Here's a dance you should know. When the lights are down low, grab your baby then go. I do the huckabuck, I do the huckabuck. If you don't know how to do it, boy, you're out of luck. Push your baby out, then you hunch your back. Start a little movement in your sacroiliac. Wiggle like a snake, waddle like a duck. That's the way you do it when you do the hucklebuck.
Hey, not now. Bet and Steny will tell you when. Hey, girls, start talking.
Yeah. Hello!
Hello, people of Earth!
People of Earth! Welcome to the Hucklebug. I am Steny.
And I'm Bet.
We are Bet and Steny, and this is Hucklebug. Ooh, what episode is it? Oh. Episode number 672.
Okay, I just titled it year. I just titled it year end show.
I know, same here. Mine just says year end show also, but it is episode number 672.
Or depending, the rear end show. I don't know.
Well, we are, we're going to do our 22 year in review.
Oh, yes.
And we're going to begin with our word for 2023. Yes. Each of us has a word. What is yours, Bet?
Well, you know, we talked about not having a word this year.
That's right. And you didn't have a word last year.
Yeah. And I thought, well, maybe I don't need a word because I've picked words for the past 3 years and have jettisoned them all.
Right.
But my word for this year, and I hope I mean it, is forward.
Forward. That was my word last year.
Going forward.
That's a good one.
I've been staying here and going in the past. I want to go forward this year.
I like it. That was my word last year.
Yes.
I'm sad to say
good
that
word.
I largely stagnated in 2022. I did not make too much forward progress.
Well, I hope I stunk but you on forward.
I hope you do too. And in my own defense, I will say that at least I didn't move backwards at all. So that's all right.
Well, there you go. You did it. You did it.
Having been really blindsided by my words of the year previously, when I chose, for example, patience in 2020,
fool!
I've decided to just keep the bar low this year. My word is survive. That's my word for 2023.
Keep it low, live. That's
just, yeah, exactly. Survive. That's all I got to do.
Hey, there you go.
Keep breathing. That's
you'll
that's
win.
That's
you'll win.
Thank you. I hope so. We're going to get to your comments in just a second, but first we've got a couple of rips.
We do.
You know, it's weird that at the end of the year, the last week of the year, it seems like there's always a fuck.
Everybody seems to die.
They just all drop. Everybody who is hanging on, they just kick it over. Speaking of kicking it over, Pele died. The first greatest of all time.
Soccer. You should take this because, I mean, I never even knew there was soccer until
Pele.
Pele came along in People magazine.
He came to the New York Cosmos brought
on
soccer
the wide
to America.
World of sports.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, if they're saying things about Pele, I need to learn about him.
Well, he came to the U.S. in 1975, I think, with the New York Cosmos. He was only like, by that time, he was 35, 36 years old. I mean, you know, he was still
old, man.
Yeah, he was old. Yeah, he was, you know, that's most players retire around that age. But he came to the U.S. and started a soccer revolution. And that was my introduction to soccer. But he won 3 World Cups with Brazil, which is the most any player has ever won ever. His first World Cup, he was only 16 years old.
Oh, man.
He spent his entire career, well, until he moved to the New York Cosmos, which was really basically a retirement thing.
Right.
But he spent his whole career at Santos in Brazil. And he was just an absolutely, even at the age of 35, when he was a good 15 years older than everybody else on the pitch, he had so much natural ability. And I think he, you know, you can talk about Maradona, you can talk about Ronaldo, you can talk about Messi, or you can talk about fat Ronaldo, and you can talk about Cristiano Ronaldo. But for my money, Pele is still probably the best ever to play the game. And I say that because he played during a different time. He really played, the bulk of his career was the 1960s. And I mean... Yeah. training methods were different in those days, and yes. contracts and stuff were different. I think that if he played today, if he played alongside Messi and Ronaldo, for example, and had the same kind of training regimens that they had and stuff, I think that he would have been even better mm-hmm. than them. So rest in peace to Pelé, a great ambassador yes. for the game as well.
And you know, I only learned, you know, from you, Premier League, which mm-hmm. is my football place. When I cheer Harry Kane on, mm-hmm. I know he's there because Pelé started
it all. It's true, man. It's true. It's really true. I mean, now, that's not to say that people didn't play soccer before Pelé. They did. We just never knew about it in the U.S.
They played in obscurity. Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. Well, obscurity to us, you know. In other countries, people still followed the game long before we did. But anyway, rest in peace, Pelé, a magical player, a wonderful ambassador yes. for the game, a great guy.
All in heaven for us.
Yes, a big old bicycle kick.
Yes.
And then last night we lost Barbara Walters, a trailblazing yes. woman, wow. Trailblazing journalist, full stop, yes. but particularly a trailblazer for women in journalism. She yes. passed away. I don't have a ton to say about her. You know, she was largely, during the times that I've known her, she was largely known for her interviews on 2020.
Yeah, celebrity interviews. Right. You know.
Where she asked what kind of tree would you be?
You know, I have to say, I'm kind of sad that she ended up her career on The View, which I thought was just stupid.
Yeah.
She was better than that.
She was better than
she
that.
She was there trying to be better.
It's all right. Let her make some money in her retirement. I'm all right, right with it. That's I'm all right, right. with it.
And you said we lost Vivian Westwood.
Vivian Westwood passed away, yes.
And you said you didn't know about her because of fashion. Well, there's there's a little I know. Right. Neither. Folks, look at us. Neither of us know about fashion.
Yeah, we don't. I mean, I know this is an audio podcast, but you can use your imagination.
You
all right?
know us. Right?
Yeah. Jeans, T-shirt, sneakers over here.
But Vivian Westwood, without her, the Sex Pistols would have never had their leather jackets with safety pins in them. Mm. She completely costumed the Sex Pistols because she was Malcolm McLaren's girlfriend at the time.
Right.
Then she went out and did, you know, her other fashion stuff, which I was not so fond of. But that she gave us the look of the Sex Pistols and punk is everything to me.
Hey, that's plenty. That's
right.
That's more than enough. Rest in peace to all three of them. Somebody else passed away that you and Mike were going on about on Facebook, and I don't know. I don't know him.
Ian of Ian and Sylvia.
Ian of Ian and Sylvia. Hang on.
Yeah.
There it is. Ian Tyson, Canadian music legend.
Yes. Well, because of my dad. You know, my dad taught me my love of music because he would bring in records every day when he came home from work. One of them was Ian and Sylvia. And they did covers, but they also wrote their own songs. And they were wonderful. Ian was great. I don't know where. I hope Sylvia is still with us.
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know either Ian or Sylvia. But rest in peace, Ian. A good long life he had. That's for sure. 89 he was. Barbara was 93. I don't know how old Vivian Westwood was. Do you have any idea?
81. 81.
Okay.
That's still good. Hey, that's up there, man.
Pelé, I think, was 86, but
he was in his 80s.
He was in his 80s. He'd been battling cancer for some time, and I think shortly before Christmas, his family announced that they were stopping treatment. So if you'd been reading the news about Pelé, you knew it was coming. But
you knew it was coming, just like the Queen.
Yes, exactly. Just like the Queen. Let us do our shout-outs, our final shout-outs of 2022.
Rawr!
And our first one is for Kelly with an I.
With an I. Woohoo.
And you got this one, girl.
I said, please let me take this one.
I said, okay.
She says, Happy New Year's Eve. At the end of, I love this. At the end of the Messiah concert, this church plays Sleigh Ride. I haven't played that since I left the Blacksburg Community Band.
Oh,
woohoo.
Yeah.
How crazy is that? Fun to play it again. Then she says, glad the cats had a good trip south. I got Kevin Switch sports for Xmas, and we've been playing bowling and badminton.
That looks like
fun. Sorry. So sorry about your Milo destroyed pillow bed.
Oh no.
He needs more toys. He got one tonight. Thanks for the green bean tree pick.
Oh, yeah.
Hope you have a fun urine show. But sleigh ride, Kelly with an IE. When I am ever with anyone in my vicinity, which happens less than you might imagine, and we hear sleigh ride, I have to say, people, sleigh ride, as a woodwind player, that is the most fun song ever to play in a band.
It's fun to listen to, too.
And it's fun to play. And some parts of it are really hard.
Oh, I bet it. I bet.
But it's just, I love sleigh ride.
Sleigh ride's one of my faves.
But after the Messiah.
That's weird. That's weird. It's bit of a departure. But I would be happy with, you know, I love the Messiah and I love Sleigh Ride. So if I were to attend a concert where it was the Messiah, you know, and then Sleigh Ride at the end, I'd be like, all right.
You know, after the Messiah and then you're going down the aisles.
Yes.
Maybe the background.
Oh, yeah, as you're leaving. I love it. I love it. Thank you for your shout-out.
Love you, Kelly with an IE.
Thank you, Kelly with an IE. And our final shout-out of 2022 is for Kelly with a Y.
With a Y! Kelly's bookends.
The Kelly's bringing us home. She says, yes. Kelly with a Y says, most happiest of hucklebugging on this last day of the year. Thank you, Kelly with a Y.
Yes!
And we appreciate you being here with us all year. Woo! And goodbye to 2022. But we will now move on. Both Bette and I are ecstatic that 2022 is finally leaving us.
That cesspool of a year.
Yes, exactly. But we will now discuss the best of 2022 in our year-end show. And we will begin with movies.
Movies! Well, I have a movie of the year.
I also have a movie
of the
year.
I have a bubbling under.
Okay.
But I already thought that I knew what my movie was going to be. But then when you told me the links and I went back and I looked, I knew it was my movie of the year.
Mm-hmm.
And no doubt, A Special Day.
Oh, I still haven't seen that.
Recommended by Dr. Asmussage.
I still need to watch that. And you know what? I need to do it quick before my Amazon Prime account runs out.
Oh, yes. With two no less people than Marcello and Sophia.
And Sophia.
And it was beautiful story-wise and visually. It was in sepia tones.
Mm.
And it no doubt that was hands down my favorite movie of the year. But
excellent.
I do have a bubbling ender.
All right.
And thank you, Stans. It was Good Night, Oppie.
Oh, yeah.
My God, how I loved it. And on Christmas, I got to mention it to Taylor and Allison and Pat. And they both said, people have been telling us we need to see
gotta
this
see
movie.
It. You gotta
I said,
see it.
Gotta see
you
gotta Oppie.
See it. You gotta see it. I think Oppie would probably be my documentary of the year if I was doing documentaries of the year. My movie of the year... And I saw this, I think, the first week of January. And just a reminder to everybody, when we do movies of the year, we just mean the movie that we have seen for the first time this year. It's not necessarily a movie that was released this year.
Exactly, yes.
And I believe I saw this movie in the first week of January in 2022. And I almost knew immediately that I was not going to see a movie that was any better. The Young and Prodigious T.S. Spivitt.
Yes, that's a great movie.
I strongly recommend it. It has such a great heart. It's a beautiful movie. I really recommend everybody see it. It's on Amazon Prime. My runner-up is Marcel the Shell with Shoes On, which I saw, I think, in November or October. Another delight of a movie. Seek it out and find. Seek and you
and
shall
I still
find.
I still haven't done that.
I think you have to pay for that one, and I can't remember what streaming service it's on, but it's worth it. See it. It's really good. Marcel the Shell with Shoes On. And then my documentary of the year would go to Goodnight Oppie for sure.
Oppie.
Yeah. What's your binge watch of the year, Bette?
Well, I have two because mm-hmm. this was kind of hard for me because I was wondering how one chooses the binge watch. Because do you watch them? If it's a binge watch, do you watch them all at one time? Mm-hmm. Or is it something new that you just watched when they dropped?
Yes.
So I've got two. My true binge watch, and my God, was season 3 of Dairy Girls.
Right.
Which I think I watched all but 2 episodes the first day. And
right.
Then watched the second 2. It wraps up the show so beautifully.
Yes.
Makes you love those girls.
Yep.
It's wonderful. But the other one, the one that I couldn't binge watch all at one time because they dropped every week. I hate the word dropped.
I know.
But, you know, the episodes dropped every week.
Yes.
Was... Also on Hulu, The Patient.
Oh, The Patient, yeah, which I still haven't watched.
Steve Carell and Domhnall Gleeson.
Oh, yeah, that one.
Psychological thriller.
Ooh, I thought you were talking about the, what's the other one that I thought you were talking about? I thought you were talking about the one with, what's his name? Michael Keaton. The one with Michael Keaton.
Oh, Dudzik. That was that was last year.
Oh,
baby.
Was it last year? Oh, my goodness. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Well, they're all running together, really. It's been one long year since 2020, isn't it?
It's been just an amalgamation, people. But The Patient with Steve Carell and Domhnall Gleeson. Just unbelievable how much it hooks you in and how much you're just waiting for the next week for it to come out.
Yes.
Dairy Girls and The Patient. Those are my binge watches.
Those are good. Dairy Girls season 3 is also my binge watch of the year.
Yes!
I was reluctant only because I thought I'd rather do a new show that I've seen rather than a show that's been on the air already and it's the third season of an already excellent show. The only thing I could think of that came relatively close was Severance on Apple TV Plus, which is also really good, dude. It's a mind fuck.
And then I kind of checked out.
Well, it's a mind fuck, and it's probably not for everybody. I really did like it, but there was nothing like Ted Lasso this year that was like a clear leader of the pack, you know.
Exactly.
So I had to dig a little bit, but you know, I mean, Severance is good. It's not Ted Lasso good. It's not even Dairy Girls 3 good.
By the way, an aside here, you know, I love an aside.
Sure.
In my Christmas stocking this year, someone, Pat Brian Taylor or Allison.
Santa Claus.
I pulled out of my Christmas stocking a sheet with like 8 Ted Lasso stickers.
Oh, great.
The Greyhound, Ted, his mustache.
Yes.
That was wonderful.
Oh, lovely. That's lovely. I didn't get any Ted Lasso-related gifts for Christmas this year, but that's okay. Let's see. What do we got? You have a highlight of the year.
I have a highlight of the year. And, you know, so many of my highlights and lowlights, well, no, I don't think so. But the highlight comes from very recently. Mm-hmm. But, oh, my God, my highlight of the year was the holiday tea that I went to with Terry and my sister.
Yes, that's great.
And me at the Palisades Finger Sandwiches, hot tea. I loved. And just us at a table having so much fun talking to each other. And after it was over, then we, you know, started to drive back home with the sis driving and Terry in the back. And then we just started talking about our family and Christmas and how funny our family is. I've got the funniest family.
I just love the picture from it. You guys look so happy. You just look so happy to be hanging out,
so
just having
happy.
A day out. It's lovely.
And I also have to tell you that for Christmas, I've gotten so many tea-related presents. I got a teapot, a water kettle, 2 different kinds of tea.
Oh, lovely.
I'm going to be a tea girl.
You're going to be a tea girl. Bet the tea girl. I love it.
But that holiday tea was just wonderful.
Fantastic. I'm so happy for you. Yay. That's lovely. I decided not to do highlight and lowlight of the year this year. So, but what I do have instead is a hobby of the year. This is a new hobby.
Yes.
that I started doing this year. And, you know, if you're a longtime listener of the show, you know that sometimes my hobbies last about 2 weeks and then I'm done with them. And other times it's a new hobby and I stick with it. This is what I've been sticking with, and I just seem to be becoming more and more obsessed. It's birding.
Birding, yes!
I started birding in May when I saw that Western Tanager out my bedroom window, and I just have been more and more obsessed with it as the year has gone on. I didn't get any new birds when I was at my dad's, and I'm flummoxed by it.
And you know, until this year, I thought you hated birds.
I did. I was terrified of them, and guess what? I'm not even afraid of them anymore.
You're a birder.
I'm a birder. I am a birder, and it's my hobby of the year. I enjoy it so much. You can do it kind of anytime. You can do it sitting in the house looking out the window. I can do it on cigarette breaks, or you know, you can get your binoculars and you know, go and make a day of it, right? But you can do it casually, or you can like really throw yourself into it. You know, my next step is probably going to be buying a $600 camera so I can take good pictures. But let's just first things first. But I've really enjoyed it, so that's my hobby of the year.
Yay!
Now, what do you have? I have the low light.
Let's take it down.
Take it down a couple of steps.
But, you know, don't cry for me, Hope of the Nation. But my low light of the year was the whole knee thing that happened in February.
Oh, yeah.
Mr. M will kill me because...
Because you don't say February?
February.
Whatever. He's the only one who says that.
That's when it happened, when I twisted my knee.
Right.
And it consumed me. But then I went out to Dr. Knee Massage.
Mm-hmm.
And he did massage my knee, lift it, bend it. And then he got me going, you know, to exercise where I lost some weight, people. I'm telling you,
Good for you. Girl.
But I finally had to just let it go because I'm paying for all of it. But it comes down to my knees are broken, you know, bone on bone.
Yeah.
Dr. Knee Massage can't do anything about that.
Right.
But it's okay. But,
knee replacement's the next step.
I know. But I had some really bad months in this year with my knees.
Mm-hmm. I know, girl. I know you did. I'm sorry to hear it, but I'm glad that, you know, you got to go see Dr. Knee Massage and start making it better.
Yes.
It's good. It's a good step. I have a pet story of the year.
Meow, 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 meow. I want to hear some pet stories. Meow, 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 meow,
meow, meow. I think I know what
I think it will come as no surprise to anybody. My pet story of the year was the rescue of Cal.
Of Cal!
My sweet, sweet Cal, who I'll be honest with you guys, I still miss her so much.
Oh,
I do.
Baby.
I find pictures of her on my phone and go, oh, Cal.
Oh.
I'm going to go see her after the first of the year. I'm going to get in touch with my friend Kathy, and just whose house I've never visited in my life, but I'm going to now because Cal is there. I miss her terribly, but she was such a good girl, and I'm so happy that she came into my life for the very brief time that she did.
Hey, that's the thing. She came out, and she made you so happy.
She did. And, you know, for anybody who maybe missed it, Cal is a kitten who was crying on my doorstep on the evening of my birthday this year. And I brought her in, I thought, just for the night, and ended up hanging on to her for about 2.5-3 months. And then I adopted her out to my friend. I rehomed her with my friend Kathy.
You had to. Yes.
I had to because...
You couldn't keep her.
No, she was scaring poor little Scout. Poor Scout. I was very hopeful, but, you know, I would never been able to bring Cal to Dad's house. You know, Cal...
Yeah.
Cal would have been in everything. She would have been jumping up on the fireplace and going into Dad's room. And she would have just been a mischief maker. She's adorable. But it just wouldn't have worked out. So as much as it hurts my heart that I had to give her up, I'm so happy for the time that I had with her and that I found her such a great home with Kathy, too.
Aww.
Sweet little Cal. Let's do new favorites.
And now it's time for
New favorite.
I like it.
New favorites. You know, it's funny because when I said I didn't have enough show, I didn't have a new favorite. Oh. And so I went out to look and it was the title of a show. Mm. And I thought, how did I miss this?
What is it?
My new favorite of the year. It's my stick.
Oh, the other stick.
It's not a cane.
It's not a cane.
It's not a cane.
Not a cane.
Well,
it's a stick.
Yes, it is a cane. I now know. It's a cane.
It's a cane.
And I love it. I love it as my cane.
Yes.
It's called the Dynamo Prime Stick Cane.
Mm.
And I now refer to it as a cane. And I use it.
Own it, baby. Own it.
And, you know, I used to be so embarrassed to walk
I do.
With this. I take it everywhere I go.
Lovely
I don't
cane
give a shit
weather.
Who looks at me? I love my cane.
Fantastic.
And I'm happy to use it.
That's a great new favorite. I love it. I am happy for you and for your cane. My new favorite of the year is my Oculus VR gaming system, which I got in January. And it's, you know, it's got good, fun, active games that keep me moving, like Beat Saber and Ragnarok. But it's also got just, like, fun, chill games that I can just kind of relax and play. And the best part of the Oculus is having friends who also have Oculus. And it, from the comfort of our own living rooms, I can spend 2 hours in a night playing mini golf with Mish, for example.
Mm.
And the mini golf game, by the way, if anybody out there has an Oculus, I know Sierra's got one. Saskita, you and Pete have got to get Walkabout Mini Golf. It is amazing.
Well, anything having to do with mini golf is thumbs up for me.
And it's like really love playing, Bet. Like, I'm not even joking. It's like really play. I mean, like, you don't have the weight of the putter in your hand. But other than that, it's the physics are 100% correct. So it's like actually playing. And then the courses, one of them is set on Saturn's moon, on one of Saturn's moons. And so you're just knocking the ball around. It's the coolest thing. It's in like this space station, but then you like look out the window and there's this big view of Saturn. It is the coolest thing. So I recommend Walkabout Mini Golf to anybody who's got the Oculus. But if you don't have an Oculus yet, get an Oculus, because that was my new favorite of the year. So much fun. And again, I spent a lot of time doing it. It's not like birding. I mean, it's like birding in that it's not something that I bought and was really excited for a few weeks and then dumped. I've been using it throughout. So there
Wonderful.
Is my new favorite of the year. And now we're moving into
Yay!
Wow, we're just crushing
we're
through the
crushing
show.
Crushing it. No bell yet, man.
No bell. We're right on schedule. Who's your you rule of the year, Bet?
Well, I have 2 you rules of the year, but
yes.
There's just 1 you rule of the
2
year.
2 but 1.
Which were of this week, but really not only of the year, but of all time, I'm telling you.
Mm.
When I got back home on Christmas night, I texted my sister Pat and said, because they were part of this.
Yeah.
You and Brian raised the kindest, most thoughtful boy on the face of this earth. And that he grew up and married the kindest, most thoughtful girl on the face of this earth amazes me.
Yes.
Taylor and Allison, you rule for a fare thee well. Over Christmas, you know, it was 1 degree. I think it said 3 degrees before. I think it might have been 3.
Yeah.
Snow and ice. And Taylor, he just took care of me. He held my hand, made sure I got where I needed to go.
Such a great young man.
After opening my presents, and then I had to go back and put all the things in the car. He said, oh, I've already put them in bags. I'll put them in the car. And he walked me out to the car, put them in the car. And then he said, I'm going to follow you home and load these bags into the car.
Oh, what a good boy.
I just love him so much. And something else happened that was kind of sad because of my immobility. That at one point I said, I'm so ashamed. And Allison came over to me and said, no one in this house is judging you.
That's
you
right.
You come up here and do what you need to do. We love you, Bet. Come
Fuck
on.
Yes.
I love those two kids so much. Mm-hmm. I just cannot even tell you
my goodness
how wonderful they are.
A big round of applause, please, everybody, for yes. Taylor and Allison.
And in the driveway, I hugged Taylor and told him how much I loved him. And he said, mm-hmm. we have to get together more often.
Yes.
We're going to get together on my birthday, which Yay. Is in January, and yours. And we're going to have a great dinner out. And, you know, we never get together enough. Yeah. It probably won't happen. But that he wanted to say yeah. that to me.
It might happen. It might
Those
happen.
Those two great, crazy kids who yes. have so much fun and make me laugh. The Bell.
They are fantastic.
Those are my U-Rules of the year.
Well, sticking with a family theme, my U-Rule of the year goes to my sister for the great, great job she's doing under very difficult circumstances with my mom.
Oh, yes.
I really can't say enough about what a great job she's doing. And I know that it's hard. But I wanted to give her a big fat you rule for that.
Oh, yes.
She's killing yes. it. Good job, Stace. Good job. I'm going to be going out there in February to give her a little bit of a spell. And she's going to come out and see Dad during that time. So
oh, good.
We'll just trade places. But yeah, bless your heart, Stace. You're killing it. You're doing a great job.
Yes.
I know it's a thankless task, but you're doing a wonderful job at it. And that's our show, you guys. That's it. Whoa. I can't believe how quickly we rolled through that.
Wow.
Sometimes we just sit down and we get down to business. That's what it is. That's sometimes we just get down to
it's
business.
Business time.
It's business time. That's right. That's why they call them business socks.
Oh.
That is our show, and we thank you guys for yes. being here with us, and we thank you for being here with us throughout 2022, yeah. this shitty
if
year.
You want to Right, and if you want to tell us your highlights,
what's your highlights? What's your movie of the year? Your binge watch of the year? I didn't do a game of the year this year. I don't even know what my game of the year is. That's why I didn't do it. chime in. Who were and your U rules of the year? What were your highlights and lowlights of 2022? And what's your word for 2023? If you have,
yeah, one? Your word,
yeah. You can be like me and keep the bar low, or you can be like Bet and power on through. Either way, we wish you guys all the best for 2023 and happy, happy, happy new year to all of you.
And please let 23, I've said this for 3 years, it's never happened. Let 23 be the year that it finally starts to get better.
Please let it get better. Please let it start to get better. You know, at this point, I'd settle for it not getting worse. Can we just, let's just start there. Let's just start
let's
with
start
not getting worse.
The bar is low.
Exactly. The bar is low for 2023. Just don't get
survive.
Worse.
Survive.
Exactly. Just don't get worse, whatever you do. All right, we're actually going to be back next week because I'm not going anywhere.
Yeah.
I'm here for all of January. So as far as I know, we're going to have shows all through January. And if not, it'll be because Bet's got something to do, not because I have something to do. That's all
I doubt that.
You might. Maybe you're going out with Taylor and Allison. All right, gang, we love you. Thank you for staying with us through 2022. And we hope to hear even more from all of you in 2023.
Yes.
Until next year, I am Stenny.
And I'm Bet.
We're Bet and Stenny, and you've been listening to The Hucklebug. Goodbye, everybody.
Bye. Bye. We love you. Ah. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
That's the way you do it when you do The Hucklebug.
Okay, thank you for saying something. Yes, now I'm recording.
Saved the Hucklebug.
You have saved the Hucklebug. My goodness. All right. I remember how to do it. I remember how to do this.